Hey, this is Mark Manson, and this is the commentary for The Real Value of Money. This piece, man, this piece is like a Frankenstein of a lot of different things. So it's funny, old readers, people who used to read me back in the post-masculine days, will remember the intro story to this and maybe a couple paragraphs in the middle of it. I wrote a guide to wealth back in 2012, which is really ironic because I wasn't very wealthy back in 2012. As I recall, the quote unquote guide to wealth was basically just like fuck money, life's about experience, which is a cool idea, but that original guide was like 30 pages long or something. And so, of course, I took it down, and it's one of those things that I wrote that quickly, a year later, became embarrassing. So it was removed from the site. But at the same time, I always felt like, you know, there were a couple core ideas that were good about that article, and I felt like they could be salvaged in some way. So jump ahead to like a year ago, 2 years ago, maybe 2015, 2016, I kept having this inspiration to do an article about money. Because around that time, you know, I got my book deal and my website had gotten really popular. And so like I actually was financially like pretty wealthy. And it had been a very interesting experience for me kind of traversing that, you know, going from when I started my website, I was like living on my friend's couch and I literally didn't, you know, my credit cards were maxed out and it you know, going from that to, you know, basically the kind of the rags to riches thing, I thought it would be cool to do a piece about money. And I've just noticed over the years talking to a lot of friends of mine that I tend to have a very different perspective on money, than most people I know. So I always felt like this was a topic I should tackle. And I knew I had tackled it very poorly in the past. And so I wanted to make something out of it. And so a couple of years ago, I started writing a post about it, another post about money. I used the professor story from the original Guide to Wealth. By the way, that professor story, I don't even remember which book it came from. I think it came from Dan Gilbert's book. But I feel really bad because back then I didn't cite stuff. And you know, so I don't know, Dan, if you want to sue me, like, please don't. But, especially since I'm sitting here talking about how successful my site is, but, that story comes from somewhere. I don't remember where. But so about 2 years ago, I sat down, tried to write this thing, and I don't remember why. So I had this idea about these cycles, these money cycles, that people earn their money through suffering and then they spend their money to relieve that suffering. And so they kind of end up just this slave. So I started writing, trying to write the piece about that. And I got like 500 words and I got like two pages into that and it just died. Like it fell flat. It felt very abstract and theoretical and I don't know. There wasn't, at the time, it wasn't clear to me what the takeaway was. So jump forward again to 2017 when this article came out. My wife and I, we've, you know, now that I'm married and I'm married to somebody who has a very different perspective about money than I do. She grew up in poverty, became very successful at her career. And then now since moving to the US, like she's been unemployed. And so we've been living off my money. And so there's been all these like really interesting conversations in my house this year about money, like kind of revolving around money. We don't fight about it, but like we have very different perspectives on what money is and what the point of it is and what the value of it is. And so I can say that most of this article is a result of those discussions with my wife. And everything in this article is, it's basically kind of like the meeting point. It's kind of the stuff that we discovered together, like having these talks about what we thought about money and what the point of money was. So everything in here is kind of like the conclusions we reached, and kind of like, you know, blew our hair back and was like, oh wow, that is true. Never thought about it that way. And so I dug up that old draft, that dilapidated draft from like 2 years ago with the cycles in it. And then I just wrote everything else around it. So the intro story about the professor is like 5 years old and stolen. And the cycles thing is like 2 years old and it's from an aborted draft. But everything else is basically discussions with my wife.